From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Two more countries cut ties with Iran. Two of Saudi Arabia's allies have cut their diplomatic links with Iran Monday following Riyadh's decision to execute nearly 50 people, including a prominent Shia cleric and activist, Nimr al-Nimr, which caused an international firestorm of protest. Bahrain and Sudan joined Saudi Arabia in cutting ties with Tehran, where protesters Saturday attacked the Saudi embassy in the Iranian capital. Riyadh Monday also cut all air and trade links with Iran. The United Arab Emirates Monday downgraded its relations but did not cut them. White House spokesman Josh Earnest called for de-escalation of current tensions.
We're urging all sides to show some restraint and to not further inflame tensions that are on quite vivid display in the region.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has been dispatched to Iran and Saudi Arabia amid concerns over the impact new tensions will have on the conflicts in Yemen and Syria. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
Mr. de Mistura believes that the crisis in Saudi-Iranian relations is very worrisome development, and he stresses the need to ensure that it does not cause a chain of adverse consequences in the region.
Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir defended the execution of the Shia cleric, whom he accused of agitating organizing cells and providing them with money and weapons. He was convicted of sedition in 2014. Two-thirds of the 30 candidates vying for the presidency in Central African Republic have demanded election authorities immediately stop the vote counting from the December 30 poll after alleging they were marred by ballot irregularities and voter intimidation. They've called the polls an electoral masquerade. This is VOA News.